Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. That YouTube live chat poll on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi. YouTube.com/@AnnieFry, F-R-E-Y. We are asking you to grade the snow removal in your area, A, B, slash C, D, or F. Brad, what's your grade on this poll here today?
B. So B slash C is what I would vote. I would give my area a high B. That's because the state of Illinois did a pretty decent job on the highways coming in. My township would have got, if it was just them, they get an A.
Yeah.
Yeah. When
O'Fallon?
I came, yeah, whenever
Illinois?
I came out of my road, my road's not a snow route, but as soon as I hit the snow routes on what was that Monday morning, they were clear.
Yeah.
Like they as clear as you could get a sleeted road done. I was impressed. I made it into work way faster than I thought it would because of some of the work they did, but. Then I got to downtown St. Louis, and not as good. I'm not sure that they had a plow out yet by the time I got here. So I give them, yeah, that takes it to a high B.
Ryan?
I'm not counting downtown St. Louis as my area, because that would affect the judgment. But I understand.
Yeah.
And this is really interpretive.
Yeah.
Because I would say it would be the roads you had to drive.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So,
but I'm talking about my area, yeah. Like where I live, so not including downtown.
Uh-huh.
I give them an A.
Yeah.
They've really done a great, because I live on a little side street cul-de-sac, and they've still plowed.
On the bluff, though.
On the bluff. You know what? We probably get a little more attention because we're on such a big hill, because they know that's like, you got to get that main road right there because it's like a disaster waiting to happen. But they've done a great job. All the roads that I've driven have at least had a good amount of attention.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention constantly.
Yeah, I feel like locally in the Edwardsville area that I'm in Madison County. Madison County is so big, but they get at least a B.
Yeah.
And downtown St. Louis, man. What is the deal?
I heard somebody saying the other day that there are different contracts for ramps.
Listen, folks. Coming downtown St. Louis, you get off the Stan Musial Bridge, to your point,
yep.
Off of the Stan Musial Bridge onto Tucker. The ramp was like a sledding event to go down there. But then the sidewalks, I mean, this is downtown. I understand if you don't have like neighborhood sidewalks scooped up right now. But it's downtown St. Louis. Do you know what people do in downtown St. Louis when the sidewalks aren't scraped off? They just walk down the middle of the street.
Yes. No, that's
in
true.
Downtown,
oh, man.
Like,
yep.
Pedestrians everywhere, and they don't walk on the side of the street. They walk down the middle of your lane as
because
if they are a vehicle.
That's the only place that you kind of can walk in a lot of areas.
And those lanes are covered in a sheet of ice.
Yeah.
St. Louis, get it together. And I mean that in such a broad sense.
Well, it's funny because the statewide stuff, whether it be Missouri or Illinois in this case, is worse than the local stuff. So if you have, whether it be the ramps or whatever, that's state stuff as far as I understand it, and the local stuff's always better.
Well, let's talk about it. I want to know from you at 314-241-9797 how you feel about the snow removal in your area. You'll have to let us know what your area is and what you think about it. We're going to try to get through these phone calls quickly. If you want to talk also about your thoughts and feelings on snow days versus remote learning versus get your butts back in school, I'd love to hear from you there as well. 314-241-9797. Patrick, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. You going to give us a grade here?
I'd say, guys, you're definitely a middle A for sure. I'd say like right just below an A+.
Where are you
so
located,
as far
Patrick?
As when it comes to, you guys are doing great on the show. Thank you. I enjoy listening to you every day for lunch. And just wanted to, you guys pretty much took all the words out of my mouth.
Oh, well, and Patrick, what area were you in where you said you gave him an A?
I meant you guys get an A for the radio show.
Okay.
Oh.
As far as the plowing,
well, that's great. Yeah, I appreciate that.
As far as the plowing,
that's my favorite
yeah,
call.
Up in Lincoln County, Missouri, they've done a really good job with our county roads. Now, I understand it's hard for MoDOT to keep up with all of the roads throughout all the different counties. But, yeah, just play it safe, be careful, and please don't be out there acting a fool. And, that's
talking to you,
much it.
Ryan. That was to you, Wiggins.
I was going to say, I feel attacked.
That's Wiggins.
Patrick, starting at 3, I was going to go act a fool. But now, after talking to you.
Now, under Patrick's advice. Hey, Patrick, thanks for making this part of your afternoon. We appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good day, guys. Be careful.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye. Kim, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. You got a grade for the snow removal in your area?
C.
C? And what area are you in,
no,
Kim?
No, a D. A D,
D
as
D.
in David. And so I live in Kirkwood, but I work in near Forest Park at the Barnes Hospital facility, and also I work at West County. And they get a D because I live in Kirkwood, and the Lindbergh from Manchester Road to Frontenac, they did nothing until Wednesday.
That's a pretty busy
road.
And
it was horrible. And it's a very busy road, and it's super steep hills. And I got to a point that I wasn't even going that way. I was going Manchester to Brentwood to get to the downtown Barnes. Mm. And it was bad. I think it's the worst it's ever been.
Man, I'm hearing a lot of that. The people are like, this is crazy. They're not expecting it to be the way that it is.
Well, I couldn't believe that they did nothing. And it didn't even look like they had pre-treated anything. And, you know, it was so forecasted. They knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't think it was just a fact of the cold and how much weather came down. I think it's a matter that they just didn't get to it until Wednesday.
Kim, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate you. Stay safe. Stay warm.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's get to Eric. Eric, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. You want to talk about roads or do you want to talk about school and learning remotely or snow daying or whatever?
How about both real quick, if I may?
Yeah, let us have it.
Okay. City of St. Louis, I can absolutely assure you without a doubt that they do not have enough personnel or equipment to do the job. I'm going to give them a C+, B- with my personal knowledge of the situation.
Okay.
I mean, they've done the best they can with what they have. Now, I also agree with you on the schools as far as the remote learning goes, but I think it's age irrelevant. I think it's subject irrelevant because they can teach them civics, how the government works. They can teach them how banking works, how to balance and reconcile a checking account.
Like a life skills
exactly.
E-learning day? That's a good idea. I like that.
Personal responsibility, you know, social responsibility, the Constitution. There are so many things that are readily available that aren't taught anymore that they could teach grade level, you know, age appropriate to anyone at any time, anywhere in the continental.
I'm okay okay with that. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
There, you could have a curriculum written. I don't want the government to write the curriculum. Somebody,
right.
Wait a second.
Right.
I'm thinking out loud. Right. Leave me alone.
Well, hey, we're the ones initiating this project.
There you
so,
go.
You know,
all
we
right.
can go from there.
Eric, you are the
Thank
czar
you.
Of life skill snow day learning. We
no,
appreciate
no. no, I do not want a czar title. Those don't work out well.
Yeah, you're going to have to go through congressional testimony and everything to get that title.
I
right.
think it'll get confirmed. We'll have to wait and see. Eric, thanks for listening.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
I do like that. Like, e-learning just becomes its completely own subject.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
I was like laughing to myself in my head. Can you imagine like tuning in to your remote class? You're checking in, like teacher's like, today we're going to watch a movie.
I mean, that's what it would be.
Stream a movie.
It would be like going to a driver's ed class where they're like, here, you got in an accident. Here's what you shouldn't have done. Ran into a guy.
But if you, you dummy. Can I tell a driver's ed story real quick?
Oh, please.
One of my favorite stories of my entire educational career, I was in driver's ed and the driver's ed instructor was talking to our class and he made the point, and I'm going to get these numbers wrong, but that's not the detail that matters. He said, like 75% of all accidents happen within 10 miles of your home. And this kid raises his hand and goes, why wouldn't you just move 20 miles away?
Was he serious?
Dead.
Really?
Dead.
It
serious.
Wasn't a joke.
We were all like,
So I'd ask,
the teacher
sir,
was,
where do you live?
The teacher was like the wrestling coach and the a PE instructor and a driver. So that's not the person who's like, well, dear. Just like on the face of this teacher, he's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
This guy's living in 2033.
There might be people listening right now who are in that driver's ed class with me, and they know they were there. They remember
Man,
that.
Man, follow-up question. Sir, can you draw a radius of 10 miles around? Around your house.
I'm going to need to know where that is. I'm going to need to know
to avoid this area.
You'd think they do something
right,
about that.
Yeah.
Plow the roads, maybe.
No kidding.
Let's get to David. David, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. You want to give us a grade on the snow removal, or you want to talk about education and e-learning?
Both, please. Maryland Heights gets a B.
Okay. That's not a bad grade. If you're getting a B.
Yeah, that's fair. That's good.
Because this weather has been gnarly.
Yeah. And on the schools, I think there's a wonderful solution. To give every child two packets at the beginning of the school year, and if they run out of snow days, to have them open up the packet and give them things like a short story to read, something about the planets, something about government, whatever, where they can do under the supervision of a parent or a neighbor's parent or
sneak
whatever.
Sneak into that packet that Pluto is still a planet. For the millennials,
yeah.
For sure. But
yeah,
like a prepared thing that they can dip into when remote learning comes about.
And it'd be easy for the school district to approve it. It could be part of a contingency plan, and it's very low cost. We used to do it through, like, Great Books program, where you would enrich, you know, the learning experience by having kids read other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason it can't be approved contingency to say, and the other thing is they can also do the same thing through remote learning through the same packet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's something to being prepared ahead of time and having a plan so that they can do something. And I would really push too, David, that whatever is included, it should be fun. Like it shouldn't feel
yeah.
it shouldn't feel like your normal classwork or whatever. It should be kind of like when you get to go outside for science class because you're gonna like look at leaves or something. It's just a different way of doing the day and learning and a little more exciting and probably memorable.
If it's lighter, the kids will look forward to it.
Yeah, I think so, too. David, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Great show, guys.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I don't think it would be hard to do. A couple callers ago, totally depends on the age. I'm thinking pretty much of middle school and up. I remember when we were in COVID times and my third child, Evelyn, was in pre-K, maybe? What the heck are you doing? Like, she just didn't do pre-K.
My
oldest daughter would have been in second grade? I think second grade. Second or third grade.
Yeah, mine were in kindergarten. It was just worthless.
Well, yeah, stupid. But if you were to... I, I just think there are things that you could do that are observational. There are things that you could do. Your wife might like this. You could write. You don't need any technology to do that. And you could have the potential to, I mean, communication goes out through emails and stuff. You pretty much have to have access to an email as a parent in order to have your kids in school. You know, maybe it's writing assignments. It's short paragraphs of this, that, and the other thing or something. But something that gets them to do something. And again, you get a couple snow days, 2-3 snow days. And then after that, you can spend the time doing e-learning. Here's a wild conversation I had with my husband over Christmas break. I actually think that schools should focus on offering the opportunity to go full remote. And you've got kids who are in, you know, maybe... modified learning because they have some learning, not, I don't think they call them disabilities anymore, but learning differences than other kids. So you teach them in a guided fashion that way. You have kids who are in honors classes. So you have a track of kids who are in a different structured classroom who are honors classes. I think it would be cool for some schools to be able to have teachers who are willing to partner their educational instruction. Also, who would be willing to take on remote kids, because I think that there are kids who may want to do some of a somewhat of a hybrid, like kind of homeschool type of a thing. Maybe they travel with their family. They could spend more time with their family if their family travels. I just think that we should be looking into the opportunity to expand how we educate our kids. Obviously, you cannot point at the test scores right now, hardly anywhere in the public school system, and be like, we are not going to mess with this.
Yeah. I like David's idea that everybody gets a packet you take home.
There's no way that packet exists in week two of school. You're going to have to put it in a lock box.
Well, the
and then you're
going
to have to remember where the lock box is and the combination to get into the lock box. Nope.
Well, I mean, maybe they're just prepared a little more fresh. Like they have some cookies in them, maybe some mints, chocolates for the kids. A little model of a planet. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about the solar
Pluto.
System. You're like, ooh, I got Mars. Ooh, I got the Triton. Moon of Neptune. You know, they're learning. And they take those home. They really have a good time with them, just like he was saying. Everybody goes home happy.
Yeah.
I don't know that the government could lead those
Teacher,
things.
I can't find my packet. Yeah. Yeah. And then the kids are like, Mom, where'd you put my packet? And you're like, it's not my packet. That's your packet.
I wanted Venus. It's too hot, son. Put it back in the oven. Because you got to heat Venus up. I don't know if you caught that. Yeah, it's all about being realistic with the learning.
I'm lost. Let's take a break. Let's hand it over to Ryan in the next segment for The Bee or Not the Bee, Ryan Wigginson's very own segment in Wiggins America here on Fridays on The Annie Fry Show. You can hang out with us and join us on The Annie Fry YouTube channel and play along. Will the stories that he reads be from the Babylon Bee, or will they be actual real-life stories that are not the Bee, not satire? The Bee or Not the Bee on Wiggins America, next on The Annie Fry Show.